This is an iHeart podcast.
America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on BBC.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is Justin Richmond, host of Broken Record. Lexus is a company that believes in the importance of setting a standard, which I can appreciate as someone who holds themselves to lofty, if not ridiculous, standards, especially with the car I drive. The standard Lexus has set for themselves is to experience amazing. Lexus measures success by the feeling and emotions evoked in a driver, like exhilaration and joy. Amazing can only be achieved by knowing people on a deeper level. The standard of amazing results in a feeling in drivers that their car was built in anticipation of them. Machines that make you feel more human. Because a car that doesn't make you feel something is a car that stops short of amazing. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ugh, come on. Why is this taking so long? This thing is ancient.
Still using yesterday's tech? Upgrade to the ThinkPad X1 Carbon. Ultra light, ultra powerful, and built for serious productivity. With Intel Core Ultra processors, blazing speed, and AI-powered performance, it keeps up with your business, not the other way around.
Whoa, this thing moves.
Stop hitting snooze on new tech. Win the tech search at Lenovo.com. Unlock AI experiences with the ThinkPad X1 Carbon, powered by Intel Core Ultra processors, so you can work, create, and boost productivity all on one device.
And we're back with Our American Stories. Up next, a story from our True Diversity series, sponsored by the great folks at Philanthropy Roundtable, America's leading advocate for you to support the causes you believe in. Today, we meet a partner of their campaign, Devin Westhill, the president and general counsel at the Center for Equal Opportunity. Today, he'll share with us a beautiful story about the person who impacted him the most, his mother.
For a long time, I've been a Steve Martin fan, right? So I was a kid that grew up in the 80s and 90s at the height of the Steve Martin mania, I suppose. I like the quote from Steve Martin's film, The Jerk, where he says,
"It was never easy for me. I was born a poor black child."
I like that because it's a funny line because Steve Martin's white, but for me, I like the quote because it describes a little bit of my past. I'm a very light-skinned or bright-skinned biracial black man, so I've oftentimes in my life been asked, "What are you?" And I've used that line, but at the same time, it does describe the way I think of myself and my upbringing, you know, poor. I was actually born inside of the easternmost edge of Appalachia, but we didn't stay there very long at all. My father developed a bad habit, and my mother, trying to get him away from bad elements in that area, moved us out of that area to Florida, Palatka, Florida, which is a very, very small place back then. It's still somewhat small now, but certainly in an impoverished, almost rural kind of area of north central Florida. The only thing that was an operation there, I think, at that time was a paper mill. But we didn't stay very long. The marriage fell apart. And, you know, we went through and saw all these sorts of terrible things that people, no matter their race or where they come from, when you're poor, you oftentimes experience these things. We experienced all of them when she was escaping her first husband, my father, and her second husband, who was abusive and alcoholic. We were homeless for periods of time. We lived in a battered women's shelter. I remember it's where I learned how to roller skate. We had to move into housing projects, and we moved to apartment after apartment after apartment, Section 8 housing apartments. And I switched schools, I think, almost every year until I was in fifth grade, when I don't know through what magic, my mother, who was raising us on a high school diploma, was able to purchase a house. It felt like we'd really hit the lottery. You know, that was in fifth grade. And for the first time, I think, or almost the first time, I went to the same school more than 1 year. I'm very lucky to have had the mother that I had, and I still have. My mother was relentless. One of the things that distinguishes my mother from other people in terms of her ability to overcome adversity is the day in, day out examples that she set. There was no big thing that she overcame. It was the ability to understand and to stay consistent when everything was pressing against her. She raised three poor Black kids on her own with a high school diploma as a white woman in all Black communities. And to the extent folks understand what it's like in Southern Black communities for white women, you understand that it wasn't always easy for her to have Black kids and to consort with Black men in these communities. It's frowned upon. She was mistreated many times as a result of simply being a white woman in these Black communities with Black kids. And, you know, that flowed to us to some extent as well. But I only now realize just how difficult it must have been for my mother, who has the grit of, you know, of a god, to take three hard-headed young children separated only by 4 years, all three of them, and raise them by herself with a high school diploma, working multiple jobs all of my life. I'm just incredibly impressed by what she was able to do by herself. You know, she worked at a fast food restaurant called Chicken Charlie's in Palatka, Florida. It doesn't exist anymore. It's long gone. But, you know, she'd work these long hours, and we would have to sort of be babysat. I mean, this was before I think my sister was even in kindergarten. We'd have to be babysat by multiple different people throughout the day at different homes and so on and so forth, so that she could just get through a double shift. We moved to Gainesville, Florida, where she got a better job than Chicken Charlie's, which was McDonald's. Our life improved when she got a job at McDonald's in Gainesville, Florida, and moved us into housing projects in Gainesville, Florida. She overcame. She could see the future. She had a vision for a better life for her and for us. So she was willing to take those little baby steps. And she knew in the aggregate that eventually we would be better off, even if it didn't seem like it from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. She had a vision that eventually saw us climb, scratch, and claw our way to our own house by the time, you know, I was 10 or 11 or 12 years old, to you know, having, you know, one of her children become a lawyer, be the first person to graduate from college. She saw this sort of vision that she could create a situation for us, even though she only had a high school diploma and was trying to do this all on her own, and did do this all on her own. It was never going to be guaranteed that one day she would have her own house. It was not guaranteed that one day she was going to move on from working at McDonald's to getting her college degree, which she did, to being a licensed clinical social worker, which she became, to getting a master's degree, which she eventually did, to having multiple cars, to having material things, to seeing her children succeed. There was no one incident that I can point to and say that was it. That's what made me think that she had grit. It was the day-to-day with no thank you to take us from one place to another. That is very, very different than most places in the world, most places in history. It's a truly exceptional and unique American experience in the American dream. You can and should be able to advance without arbitrary barriers to optimize your own talents and interests and desires to your own idea of success. That's why people are just clamoring to come to this country and always have. The simple connection to what you inherited or your birth, your race, your lineage is not the sort of thing that can advance you in life. At the same time, you know, that sort of thing is not going to hold you back. So long as you possess some inner merit and value and worth, right? This idea that if you possess those things, the world is your oyster. This country is your oyster. The sky is the limit. You can go anywhere.
And a special thanks to the Philanthropy Roundtable. Their True Diversity Initiative encourages Americans to embrace all the qualities that make us unique individuals, because there's so much more to each of our stories than what's defined by a group identity or other superficial traits. Devin Westill's mother's story here on Our American Stories.
America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of man would let this happen to his family?
Inspired by shocking actual events.
I'm working on a story about the Murdochs. Their abuses of power are playing out in real time.
Starring Academy Award winner Patricia Arquette and Jason Clarke.
It's only cheating if you get caught.
Hulu original series, Murdoch, Death in the Family. New episodes Wednesdays on Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus. For bundle subscribers, terms apply.
Can small acts make a real impact in the world? Sometimes a small thing has the power to become more. Something big and meaningful. And when it comes to helping children, no act is too small. When you fill up at the Purple Giving Pump at Shell, a portion of your purchase will be donated to support charities in your community. The Giving Pump. Easy to stop, easy to donate. From 9/1/25 to 10/31/25, participating Shell stations will donate a minimum of 1 cent per gallon of the fuel pump from the Giving Pump, or a minimum donation of $300.
At Hill's Pet Nutrition, we know that pet parent guilt is real. Leaving too long, playing too little. New homes, new babies, waking them up when they look so comfy. Running out of patience, running out of treats.
Running the vacuum!
You can only do so much. That's why there's Hill's. Science-led nutrition to help you give more love than humanly possible. Because you're only human, there's Hill's. Find the right food at hillspet.com/sciencedoesmore.
When things get intense, stress sweat can't be far behind. So let Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirants help you stay calm when life gets a little uncomfortable. Like when you're sitting in the front row and an insult comic starts working the crowd. All you can do is smile and laugh along with the comedian. Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirants help tackle stress, sweat, and odor-causing bacteria so you can get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Fight back against stress, sweat with Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirants. Available at Walmart, Target, and Amazon.
This is an iHeart podcast.